Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma, and in the Oz V'Hazard Tzuris Daf, we are on Tess Amud Aleph near the bottom with Halacha Vav, and the article Tzuris Daf, it's on Yud Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos Shad Have an Oliyah. Then we continue along in the timeline of the Kohen Gadol Erev Yom Kippur, and here we're actually holding Yom Kippur night. And as we learned two Mishnahs ago, the night before Yom Kippur, we do our best not to give him food that's going to make him Baal Keri. And here we're going to see the night of Yom Kippur, we actually don't even let him go to sleep. So the Mishnah tells us, Imay Chacham, if he's a Chacham himself. Dairish, he darshins, he discusses halachic things the entire night. Vim lav, if he's not, then Talmid Chacham darshin lefanov, Talmid Chacham darshin in front of him, because at least he's smart enough to be able to follow a whole halachic dissertation. Now, if he's not even that big of a chacham, he can't follow a halachic discussion. Imrug likrois, if he knows how to read, kairi, so he reads from the Torah. Vim lav, if not, karn lefanov, then they read for him. And umat karn lefanov, what do they read for him? Be Eoiv, be Ezra, be Devarayamim, either from Sefer Eoiv, Ezra, Devarayamim. This is either Musr or interesting stories that are Moshech the Lev, and they're going to prevent him from falling asleep. Now, Zachar ben Kvutal Omer, he says, Pa'am harbe kruzi lefanu b'Daniel. Many times I read for the Kohen Gadol from Sefer Daniel, so it doesn't have to be what we just mentioned in the Mishnah. It's just something that has to be moshech him to keep him awake. Now, the Gemara tells us, Tanu b'Brai, so b'Mishli b'Tilim, they would read Mishli or Tilim for him, b'Nisha Taimun Mefik is Hashina. That's because the reason, the explanation of Mishli and Tilim that helps push away sleep is very interesting and it keeps a person awake. Now, we just have a discussion regarding this Tanu we find in the Mishnah, Zachar ben Kvutal and Kanashal Rav, Kanas Rav, Ma Nisni, what should be taught? Kvutar or Kivutal was the last letter of his name, Reish or Lamed. Now the problem is Vahavakai Matzli. Rav was in the middle of davening and he couldn't answer him. So Vahavile Betzbase Tsofar Kivutar. He showed him with a bent finger, a crooked finger, that it's Kivutar because a bent finger looks like a Reish. So that's showing him that it's Kivutar and not Kivutal. Moving on to Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss the night of Yom Kippur, Bikish Lesnam name. If you want to go to sleep, he was very tired, looked like he was dozing off. Pirche Kuhuna Makin Lefanu Be'etzbet Srada, the Yonke Hanim. The literal translation of this is they would hit in front of him with the long finger. In other words, this means they would snap. How do you snap? You take your long finger, that's the middle finger, and you hit it against your palm, and that makes a loud sound. So they would snap in front of him, and normally they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Amoid v'hafeg achas al ritzba, stand up and try to push away your sleep for an hour on the floor, meaning stand on the floor. We know the floor was made out of stone, so it was nice and cold, and so when you stand up on the cold floor, that's going to help push away the sleep. And masikin oisoy ad shemagiyaz man hashchita, they would keep him busy until the time of Shechita arrived. Like Gemara tells us, Rav Huna says, Be'etzbat Srada Bepeh. This Etzbat Srada, this middle finger that they were making noise with, was in the mouth, meaning somehow it was placed in the mouth and it made some sort of noise that way, not that they would actually snap their fingers. Tesla and Beza on top, Rabbi Yechon says that no, Be'etzbat Srada Beyad, they would actually be snapping with their middle finger on their hand. Says the Gemara, Masisa Plega Rabbi Yechon. The following Braisa is not like Rabbi Yechon. What does it tell us? Bepeh, V'loy B'nev V'loy B'chinar. We're talking about Etzbat Srada and the sound which is made from it is not with a navel or chinar, which are instruments, is just made with the mouth. So it seems like it's not like Rabbi Yechanan. Says Gemara, no. Pastor Lo, we could explain that. What does this mean? The sound that was created by the middle finger was done with the mouth and not with a musical instrument. In other words, what was really happening according to this is that they weren't snapping. It's just that the snap, which is the sound that's created by snapping the middle finger on the palm, that sound was produced by the Kohen's mouth. It's like some sort of clicking or clacking of sorts. And what the Bryce is telling us is that it had to be produced only with the mouth and not with a musical instrument. And moving on to Halacha Ches, the Mishnah tells us, B'chol yom tarmu sam mizbeach mikreis hagever, oy b'sam b'chol milofan v'ay malachrov. Every single day there would be tarim the mizbeach. This is called Trumas Hadeshen. And when was this done? Mikreis hagever, from when the call went out that the kohanim should wake up and start doing avodah, or right next to it, either a little before or a little bit afterwards. This is the first avodah of the morning. It was done in the Beis HaMikdash. A kohen would go up to the mizbeach and take a shovel full of ashes that were there from the karbanos of last night and the previous day. He'd bring it down the ramp and put it towards the east, towards the right side of the ramp on the floor of the Hazara, and there was a nes that got absorbed into the floor. That's called Trumas Hadeshen. This now allowed for all the ashes to be either removed or to be gathered into a pile on the Mizbeach and prepare the Mizbeach for the next day's Avodah, making sure to bring more wood and that everything was set up. As on a regular day, the Mishnah just told us, this Trumas Hadeshen happened just about when Kreis HaGever happened, which again, there was a call for the Kohanim that they should get up and start coming to do Avodah. Now, Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, Chatzos, it was done Chatzos Halayla in the middle of the night, and Urgalim on Yom Tovim Meashmiras Rishayna, it was done from the first Ashmira. The night is divided into three Ashmiras, so it was already done from the first Ashmira, and we'll see why that is in a second. Because Lo Yosu Kris Agever Magas Ad Shahaisa Azar Malayim Yisrael, when it was Yontif, when it was Shalosh Regalim, it wasn't even yet time for Kris Agever, and the entire Azara was already filled with Yidin bring their Karbanos of Yomtif, and that's why Trumas Hadeshen had to be done so early, because they had to prepare the Mizbeach, gather all the ashes ashes from all the carbonos of the previous day, which were a lot, and put them in the middle of the Mizbeach and this tapuach, and they had to make sure to bring enough wood and get everything set up in order to take care of the massive overload of Yidden coming to bring their carbonos. So that's why it was done so early on Yom Tev. However, the Gemara tells us, Amar of Manor of Manor says, Lo mistabra, it's not logical to say that really we should switch around these two timings we see in the Mishnah. Dala, rather, Yom Kippurim Hashmeres HaRishayna Ubergolim Mechatzayis. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would do from the Shmir HaRishayna, and on Yom Tev it would be done from Chatzayis. Why is he saying this is more logical? Shaloy Yavoy Deit Simayin, so he shouldn't come to be thirsty, since he's going near the fires on the Mizbeach, and the Kohen Gadol has to do the entire Avodah of Yom Kippur. The whole thing is only kosher with him. We don't want him to be doing Trumas HaDeshen so close to the morning, because then he's going to get very thirsty, and he's not going to have Koyach. So it's better for him to do it earlier on rather than later. Now we just have another memory about Trumas HaDeshen. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Trumas HaDeshen Tchilas Avodah Shel Machar Hi. Trumas HaDeshen is the beginning of the Avodah tomorrow. Even though, as we just saw, there are certain times that it's being done so early on in the night, you might think it's just a continuation of the previous day's Avodah. No, it's the first Avodah of the new day, and therefore, Tzarech L'Kadosh Yadav Ragav Menakir HaMashuk HaMayim, the Kohen who's doing Trumas HaDeshen has to wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar, which was placed in water. This was a discussion we had in the previous Masechta in Shkalim. We learned about how the Kiyar had to be immersed in a well of water every single night to prevent it from becoming pasul belina. We know that anything left in Kli Sharis overnight is pasul because it was lun, it stayed overnight. In order to prevent the water in the Kiyar from becoming pasul, it's placed in a well, and the well is connected to the ground, and all the water is still part of the ground, and so obviously that water doesn't become pasul, and therefore the water in the Kiyar, which is connected to it, doesn't become pasul. And that's all Rav Yochanan is telling us, is that the Kohen who's doing Trumas HaDeshen has to make sure to Mekadesh Yad Raglav from the Kiyar before he does that. Hadron Lech Perek Shevus Yomim, Mazel Tov finishing the first Perek of Maseches Yuma. Just like we were going to finish this Perek together, we should be going to finish the entire Maseches Yuma together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Moving right to the beginning of the brand new Perek, here we're going to continue discussing Trumas HaDeshen. Bari Shaina originally, call me Shu writes a list from Samizbeach, Tairim. Whoever wanted to do Trumas HaDeshen could do that. The Kohen could wake up, come to the base of Mikdash, and he's more than welcome to do Trumas HaDeshen for himself. No problem. He doesn't have to take a number, doesn't have to wait in line. He can do it. Gazan to hate. Now, Bazman Shein Merubin, when there was a lot of Kayanim who wanted to do it, so what do they do? Ratzon Vayel Mekevesh. They would run and go up the ramp. We know the ramp in the Mizbeach was 32 amos long. That's like the 15 meter dash. And Mechal Kadim's Chaveir L'Soich Arba Amos Zacha. Whoever beat his friend, that he reached the 4 amos at the top of the Mizbeach first, so he's Zaych and he got to do Trumas HaDeshen. So if you were not the only Kayan there, you had a race. And if you were nice and quick, you got to do it. Now, Vimhayushnaim Shavim, let's say two of them were equal. They both crossed the finish line exactly at the same time. And even with all the replays and all the refs, they couldn't determine who made it first. What do they do? It's a whole different situation. Hamamuna Omer Lahen, the Mamuna, he's the Kohen who's in charge. He tells everyone that they have to be Matzbiya. And in the Hebrew, actually, when a child is told to raise his hand in the classroom, they tell him to be Matzbiya, raise your hand. And so here, all the Kayhanim that had come for Trumas HaDeshen, not just the two that tied at the end of the race, all the Kayhanim that wanted to do Trumas HaDeshen, they stood in a big circle and they all were Matzbiya. They all stuck out a finger. Umahin Moitzin, what would they put out? Achaz Hashtayim, either one or two fingers. You have a bunch of Kayhanim standing in a circle, either sticking out one or two fingers. Then the Muna would take the hat off of the head of one of the Kayhanim. That's going to be the one that they started the count from. A random number was picked, way more than the number of Kayhanim that were there. So let's say there was 30 Kayhanim there, he would pick 75 and he would start counting from the Kayhan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, keep on going around counting all the fingers. And whichever finger the count landed on, that Kayhan got to do Trumas HaDeshen. Yudhom and Alpha on top of the mission continues. Ve'ein might see a good little Mikdash, no putting out a thumb in the base of Mikdash. That's because the thumb is a very short finger. It comes out of the side of the hand and it's very easy to sneak it in and out. So the Kohen who's on the ball would pay attention to where the Emunah was up to, and as the number came closer to him, he could make a quick cheshbon and realize, hey, if I stick out another finger, then it's actually going to land on me. Now, if he would just stick out a regular finger, everyone would notice, but if he's able to sneak his thumb out, that's something that people would not necessarily notice, and that's why disqualified thumbs from being used. Now, according to what we're holding in the Mishnah, is that if there was multiple Kohen who wanted to do Trumas HaDeshen, a race was done. If there was a tie at the end of the race, so only then we would do this pious, we would do this lottery. However, says the Mishnah, Maisa Shahayu Shnaim Shavin, there was a story that two were equal, Veratzon Vayel Mekevesh, they were running up the ramp together, they were both speed sprinters and great. V'dachav Echad Manis Chaveroi, one of them pushed the other one, V'nishbar Ragli, and he broke his foot. Uchshiro Bezin Shein Bonadei Sakana, when Bezin saw it was coming to be a danger, Eskinu Shalayu Tarmanis HaMizbeach, Elo Pais Meir Takana, that no more racing up the Mizbeach, we're only be doing it by way of pious, by way of this lottery. And concludes the Mishnah, Arba Piyasis Hayu Sham, there was four different lotteries for the different avodos that were going to be done in the base of Mikdash on a daily basis, and Zap Pius Rishon, this was the first lottery, and in the subsequent Mishnahs, we're going to be learning about the other three lotteries. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.